Deuteronomy chapter 29. These are the words of the covenant, which the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, besides the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. And Moses called to all Israel and said to them, You have seen all that the Lord Jehovah did before your eyes in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land. The great temptations which your eyes have seen, the signs and those great miracles. Yet the Lord Jehovah has not given you a heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear, to this day. And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness, your clothes have not grown old upon you, and your shoe has not grown old upon your foot. You have not eaten bread, neither have you drunk wine or strong drink, that you might know that I am the Lord Jehovah your God. And when you came to this place, Sihon the king of Heshbon, and Og the king of Bashan, came out against us to battle, and we struck them. And we took their land, and gave it for an inheritance to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh. Therefore keep the words of this covenant, and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. You stand this day all of you before the Lord Jehovah your God, your captains of your tribes, your elders and your officers, with all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, and your stranger that is in your camp, from the one who cuts your wood to the one who draws your water, that you should enter into covenant with the Lord Jehovah your God, and into his oath, which the Lord Jehovah your God makes with you this day, that he may establish you today for a people to himself, and that he may be to you a God, as he has said to you, and as he has sworn to your forefathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Neither do I make this covenant and this oath with you only, but with him who stands here with us this day before the Lord Jehovah our God, and also with him who is not here with us this day. Because you know how we have lived in the land of Egypt, and how we came through the nations which you passed by, and you have seen their abominations, and their idols, wood and stone, silver and gold, which were among them. Lest there should be among you man or woman or family or tribe, whose heart turns away this day from the Lord Jehovah, our God, to go and serve the gods of these nations, lest there should be among you a root that bears gall and wormwood. And it comes to pass, when he hears the words of this curse, that he bless himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the imagination of my heart, to add drunkenness to thirst. The Lord Jehovah will not spare him, but then the anger of the Lord Jehovah, and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and the Lord Jehovah shall blot out his name from under heaven. And the Lord Jehovah shall separate from himself the evil out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law, so that the generation to come of your children that shall rise up after you, and the stranger that shall come from a far land shall say, when they see the plagues of that land, and the sicknesses which the Lord Jehovah has laid upon it, and that its whole land is brimstone, sulfur, and salt, and burning, that it is not sown, nor bears, nor any grass grows in it, like the overthrow of Sodom, and Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboim, which the Lord Jehovah overthrew in his anger, and in his wrath, anger, judgment. Even all nations shall say, Why has the Lord Jehovah done this to this land? What does the heat of this great anger mean? Then men shall say, Because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord, Jehovah God of their forefathers, which he made with them when he brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, because they went and served other gods and worshipped them, gods whom they did not know, and whom he has not given to them. And the anger of the Lord Jehovah was kindled against this land, to bring upon it all the curses that are written in this book. And the Lord Jehovah rooted them out of their land in anger, and in wrath, anger, judgment, and in great indignation, and cast them into another land as it is this day. The secret things belong to the Lord Jehovah our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.